Chapter 6, Towing. Non-commercial Class C drivers may tow a single vehicle or a combination of vehicles with a gross vehicle weight rating, GVWR, of 10,000 pounds or less and a total length of no more than 70 feet. This chapter is meant to provide Class C drivers some general information on towing. For further information on towing, or for those who wish to obtain a J endorsement, read the Nevada Non-Commercial A and B J Endorsement Study Guide. This study guide can be found on the DMV website at www.dmvnv.com. Loading and securing a trailer. Loading a trailer. This section tells you about loading your trailer safely, whether it is a travel trailer, fifth wheel, horse trailer, or some other type of trailer. All drivers must understand some basic loading safety rules. Loading a trailer incorrectly can be a danger to others and to yourself. Other highway users can hit or be hit by items that come loose, or the inside of your trailer can be damaged during a quick stop or crash. Weight and balance. It is important to know the weight and balance of your loaded trailer. Overloading can have bad effects on steering, braking, and speed control. Overloaded vehicles have to go very slowly on upgrades. Worse, they may gain too much speed on downgrades. Stopping distance increases, and brakes can fail when forced to work too hard. Here are some definitions of weight you should know. The gross vehicle weight, or GVW, is the total weight of a single vehicle plus its load. Gross combination weight, or GCW, is the total weight of a powered unit plus trailers plus the load. Gross combination weight rating, GCWR, is the weight specified by the manufacturer of a vehicle as the combined loaded weight of that vehicle and a trailing vehicle. Axle weight is the weight transmitted to the ground by one axle or one set of axles. Tire load, the maximum safe weight a tire can carry at a specified pressure. This rating is stated on the side of each tire. Suspension systems. Suspension systems have a manufacturer's weight capacity rating. Coupling device capacity. Coupling devices are rated for the maximum weight they can pull and or carry. Don't be top heavy. The height of a vehicle's center of gravity is very important for safe handling. A high center of gravity, items piled up high or heavy items on the top, means the trailer is easier to turn over. It is very important to distribute the load or cargo so it is as low to the ground as possible. Put the heaviest items under the lightest parts or in the lower storage compartments. It is also important to balance the weight. Improper weight balance can make vehicle handling unsafe. Too much weight on the steering axle can make steering difficult and cause damage to the steering axle and tires. Underloaded front axles caused by shifting the weight too far to the rear can make the steering axle weight too light to steer safely. Also, too little weight on the driving axles can cause poor traction and the drive wheels may spin easily. During bad weather, the vehicle may not be able to maintain balance. If you have too much weight on one side of the trailer, it could cause it to roll over, especially on turns. Rolling over is also more likely in turns or curves if you have to swerve to avoid a hazard. There are two things a driver can do to prevent a rollover. Go slowly around turns and keep the cargo as close to the ground as possible. On flatbed trailers, there is also a greater chance that the load will shift to the side or fall off. Securing a trailer. Ball and hitch coupler. A ball and hitch coupler is used on many types of trailers. This type of hitch is composed of a ball attached to the towing vehicle and a coupler at the end of the tongue or A-frame assembly at the front of the trailer. A load distributing hitch is used for heavier models such as utility trailers, boat trailers, and travel trailers. Load distributing hitches use special equipment to distribute the tongue load to all axles of both the tow vehicle and the trailer. This helps stabilize the tow vehicle. When hitching a trailer to a vehicle, make sure all components of the ball and hitch coupling are present and not broken. The trailer tongue is not bent, cracked, or otherwise damaged. The ball attachment is locked into the mounting attachment of the towing vehicle with the pin and clip or other locking device. The ball is seated firmly in the coupler. The coupler safety latch is secured in the down position. The safety chains are attached and crossed. The electric lines are firmly seated and locked in place. The safety chains and electric lines are not tangled, pinched, or dragging. Fifth wheel hitch. This type of hitch is mounted to the bed of a truck and is used with a fifth wheel trailer. The fifth wheel trailer has a kingpin at the end of the coupling unit on the front of the trailer. Because it is a very stable assembly, balance and weight distribution issues are less likely to occur. A disadvantage to this type of hitch is that it takes up most of the space in the bed of the truck and requires that the remaining space behind the hitch assembly is kept clear for turning corners. Before backing your vehicle under the trailer, make sure the trailer brakes are locked. It is important to make sure the locking lever is locked after the jaws close around the kingpin. If the locking lever is not locked, the coupling is not right and should be fixed before driving the coupled unit. Also make sure the mounting assembly is not loose or missing any parts and the kingpin is not bent. The mounting assembly must be solidly attached. When hitching a fifth wheel trailer to a vehicle, make sure the electric lines are not chafed, spliced, or worn. The electric lines are connected and not tangled, pinched, or dragging. The platform does not have cracks or breaks in the structure that supports the fifth wheel skid plate. There is no space between the upper and lower fifth wheel coupling. The trailer is lying flat on the fifth wheel skid plate. The fifth wheel plate is greased as required to prevent steering problems. And the release arm is in the engaged position and the safety latch is in place if the fifth wheel has one. To unlock the fifth wheel, pull the release handle to the open position. Inspecting your trailer. As part of your pre-trip inspection, always check the following. Prevent overloads or poorly balanced weight. Ensure items are secured correctly. Ensure all outside storage compartment doors are latched securely or locked. Test the truck and trailer connection for security by gently pulling forward in low gear against the locked trailer brakes and then looking at the connection. The electric lines and chains from the car, truck, or RV to the trailer should be secure but allow enough slack for turns. Inspect the trailer and the load securing devices again within 50 miles after beginning an extended trip. Make any needed adjustments and inspect again after you have driven for 3 hours or 150 miles. It is also wise to inspect the trailer during every break you take throughout the drive. Towing safely. Be aware of your surroundings. To be a safe driver, you need to know what's going on all around your vehicles. A lack of awareness is a major cause of accidents. Use your mirrors. It's important to know what is going on behind and to the sides of your vehicle. You need to use your mirrors to be aware of traffic and to check your vehicle. Check your mirrors more often in special situations. Signal your intentions. Other drivers can't know what you are going to do until you tell them. Signaling what you intend to do is not only important for safety, it's the law. Communicate your presence. Other drivers may not notice your vehicle even when it's in plain sight. Let them know you're there to help prevent accidents. Effect of vehicle weight on stopping distance. The heavier the vehicle, the more work the brakes must do to stop it, and the more heat they absorb. However, brakes, tire springs, and shock absorbers on heavy vehicles are designed to work best when the vehicle is fully loaded. Empty trucks actually require greater stopping distances because they have less traction. Also, an empty truck can bounce and lock up its wheels, making it harder for the brakes to work. Managing space. To be a safe driver, you need space all around your vehicle. When things go wrong, space gives you time to think and to take action. To have space available when something goes wrong, you need to manage your space. While this is true for all drivers, it is especially important for large vehicles. They take up more space and require more space for stopping and turning. Backing with a trailer. Backing with a trailer is different than backing a single vehicle. When backing a single vehicle, you turn the top of the steering wheel toward the direction you want to go. When backing with a trailer, you turn the steering wheel in the opposite direction. Once the trailer starts to turn, you must turn the wheel the other way to follow the trailer. Because you cannot see everything behind your vehicle, backing up is always dangerous. Avoid backing whenever you can. When you park, try to park so you will be able to pull forward when you leave. When you do have to back up with a trailer, try to position your vehicle so you can back in a straight line. Here are a few simple safety rules. Look at your path. Look at your line of travel before you begin. Get out and walk around the vehicle. Check your clearance to the sides and overhead in and near the path your vehicle will take. Back slowly. Always back as slowly as possible. That way you can easily correct any steering errors and stop quickly if necessary. Use the mirrors. Your mirrors will help you see whether the trailer is drifting to one side. Correct drift immediately. As soon as you see the trailer getting off course, correct it by turning the top of the steering wheel in the direction of the drift. Use driver's side backing. Back and turn toward the driver's side whenever possible, especially on a curved path. Backing toward the right side is very dangerous because you can't see as well. If you back and turn toward the driver's side, you can watch the rear of your vehicle by looking out the side window. Use driver's side backing even if it means going around the block to put your vehicle in this position. The added safety is worth it. Pull forward. When backing a trailer, make pull-ups to reposition your vehicle as needed. And use a helper. Try to use a helper. They can see places where you have blind spots. The helper should stand near the back of your vehicle where you can see him. Before you begin backing, work out a set of hand signals that you both understand. Agree on a signal for stop. Right turns. Here are some rules to help prevent right turn crashes. Turn slowly to give yourself and others more time to avoid problems. If you are driving vehicles that cannot make the right turn without swinging into another lane, turn wide as you complete the turn. Keep the rear of your trailer close to the curb. This will stop other drivers from passing you on the right. Don't turn wide to the left as you start the turn. A following driver may think you are turning left and try to pass you on the right. You may crash into the other vehicle as you complete your turn. If you must cross into oncoming traffic to make a turn, watch out for vehicles coming toward you. Give them room to go by or stop. However, don't back up for them because you might hit someone behind you. Left turns. On a left turn, make sure you have reached the center of the intersection before you start the turn. If you turn too soon, the left side of your vehicle may hit another vehicle because of off-tracking. If there are two turning lanes, always take the right-hand turn lane. Do not start on the inside lane because you may have to swing right to make the turn. Drivers on your right may be hard for you to see. You may crash into them. Space needed to cross or enter traffic. Be aware of the size and weight of your vehicle when you are crossing or entering traffic. Here are some important things to keep in mind. Because of slow acceleration and the space larger vehicles require, you may need a much larger gap to enter traffic than you would in a car. Acceleration varies with the load. Allow more room if your vehicle is heavily loaded. Before you start across a road, make sure you can get all the way across before traffic reaches you. Space overhead. Hitting overhead objects is a danger. Make sure you always have sufficient overhead clearance. Do not assume that the height posted at bridges and overpasses is correct. Repaving or packed snow may have reduced the clearances since the height was posted. The weight of the vehicle changes its height. An empty trailer is higher than a loaded one. A bridge where you had clearance with a loaded vehicle may be too low for your vehicle when it is empty. If you doubt you have enough space to pass under an object, go slowly. If you are not sure you can make it, take another route. Warnings may or may not be posted on low bridges or underpasses. Some roads can cause a vehicle to tilt. There can be a problem clearing objects along the edge of the road, such as signs or trees. Where this is a problem, drive a little closer to the center of the road. Before you back into an area, get out and check for overhanging objects such as trees, branches, or electric wires. It's easy to miss seeing them while you are backing. Check for other hazards at the same time. Space underneath. Many drivers forget about the space under their vehicles. That space can be very small when a vehicle is heavily loaded. Railroad tracks can stick up several inches. This is often a problem on dirt roads and in unpaved yards where the surface around the tracks can wear away. Don't take a chance on getting hung up halfway across. Drainage channels across roads can cause the end of some vehicles to drag. Cross such depressions carefully. Towing multiple vehicles. Combination of vehicles. Combinations of vehicles are usually heavier, longer, and require more driving skills than single vehicles or truck-trailer combinations. This means that drivers of combinations of vehicles need more knowledge and skill than drivers of single vehicles. In this section, we talk about some important safety factors that apply specifically to combinations of vehicles. When towing a combination of vehicles, the heaviest vehicle must always be in the first position behind the towing vehicle. The lighter vehicle should be in the rear. Vehicles with trailers have a dangerous crack-the-whip effect, which increases with multiple trailers. When you make a quick lane change, the crack-the-whip effect can turn a trailer over. There are many accidents where only the trailer has overturned. Rearward amplification causes the crack-the-whip effect. The figure below shows 8 types of combination vehicles and the rearward amplification each has in a quick lane change. Rigs with the least crack-a-whip effect are shown at the top and will be red first, and those with the most are at the bottom and will be red last. Rearward amplification of 2.0 in the chart means the rear trailer is twice as likely to turn over as the truck. Triples have a rearward amplification of 3.5. This means you can roll the last trailer of a triple 3.5 times as easily. Steer gently and smoothly when pulling trailers. Trailers flip over from quick steering moves more easily than many vehicles. A chart. Influence of combination type on rearward amplification. A 5-axle tractor semi-trailer with a 45-foot trailer has a rearward amplification of 1.0. A 3-axle semi-trailer with a 27-foot trailer has a rearward amplification of 1.25. A turnpike double with 45-foot trailers and double axles on all trailers has a rearward amplification also of 1.25. A B-train double with 27-foot trailers that have single axles has a rearward amplification of 1.75. A Rocky Mountain double with one trailer with double axles and a second trailer with single axles has a rearward amplification of 1.5. A California truck with a full trailer, double axles on the truck and single axles on the trailer, has a rearward amplification of 1.75. A 65-foot conventional double tractor trailer with 27-foot trailers that have single axles has a rearward amplification of 2.0. And a triple with 27-foot trailers, single axles on each trailer, has a rearward amplification of 3.5. Brake early. Control your speed, whether fully loaded or empty. Large combination vehicles that are empty take longer to stop than when they are fully loaded. When lightly loaded, the very stiff suspension springs and strong brakes give poor traction and make it very easy to lock up the wheels. Your trailer can swing out and strike other vehicles. Your trailer can jackknife very quickly. In any combination rig, allow a lot of following distance and look far enough ahead so you can brake early. Don't be caught by surprise and have to make a panic stop. Prevent trailer skids. When the wheels of a trailer lock up, the trailer will tend to swing around. This is more likely to happen when the trailer is empty or lightly loaded. This type of action is often called a trailer jackknife. Recognizing a skid. The earliest and best way to recognize that the trailer has started to skid is by seeing it in your mirrors. Anytime you apply the brakes hard, check the mirrors to make sure the trailer is staying where it should. Once the trailer swings out of your lane, it is very difficult to prevent a jackknife. Stop using the brake. Release the brakes to get traction back. Do not use the trailer handbrake, if you have one, to straighten out the rig. This is the wrong thing to do, since the brakes on the trailer wheels caused the skid in the first place. Once the trailer wheels grip the road again, the trailer will start to follow the vehicle and straighten out.